Internet News, I'm Jason Taylor. A bill heads to the state Senate today that could determine whether hundreds of jobs will open up in southeast Missouri. The legislation would lower electric rates for an aluminum plant and steel mill that want to open in Missouri's Boot Hill region. Critics, including Manchester Republican Andrew Koenig, say the measure could increase rates for Ameren customers.
I certainly wouldn't want to pass something that would allow a subsidy to a steel mill or an aluminum smelter. If they're providing energy at below cost, and then they have to shift that to ratepayers.
Bill supporters say it could help add about 500 high-paying jobs. You will see extra state troopers on Missouri interstates today on what traditionally is one of the busiest travel days of the year. Brian Hausworth reports.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol describes Memorial Day weekend as the gateway to summer fun. The patrol will be participating in Operation CARE during the holiday weekend. Patrol Captain John Hott says that stands for Crash Awareness Reduction Effort.
Well, we know this is kind of the unofficial kickoff of summertime, and there'll be a lot of people traveling for the weekend, and so we are encouraging people to be aware that there's going to be additional traffic out there.
You will see Missouri State Troopers stationed at 20-mile intervals today and Monday along Interstates 29, 44, 55, and 70. They'll be looking for all traffic offenses, including speeding and aggressive driving. Brian Hausworth, Missouri Net.
The southern Missouri town of West Plains is still reeling from devastating floods in the past month. KOLR reports the city received more than 400 reports of damage to businesses and homes totaling about $70 million. West Plains Emergency Management Director Kent Edge says those numbers are staggering.
It's a huge number for the city of West Plains. You know, our population is just under 13,000 people. That's a huge number for us.
Edge is hoping federal disaster relief money will come from FEMA. A city priority now is to hire a company to help clean up the many debris piles in the area. Lawmakers are divided over a contentious portion of the bill moving through the current special session of the legislature that was removed. The provision would have let the Public Service Commission adjust rules so that utilities could increase rates in order to modernize and upgrade the power grid. House Republican Tyler Hubrecht of Dexter thinks the regulatory structure of utilities will have to be modified eventually.
So I do think that at some point we do need to address the issues with rate stabilization, grid infrastructure, and whatnot.
Some lawmakers fear the regulation adjustments would free up utilities to jack up profits at customers' expense. An instrument that exploded and killed four people at an industrial plant in St. Louis early last month was scheduled for repair that very day. A report released yesterday says the facility had not been inspected by the city as required by law and had been operating for years following an emergency in 2012. And Heartland Pet Food Manufacturing expanding its operations in Joplin with 46 new jobs. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.